Welcome to Radio IQ's Virginia On Demand. It's a daily podcast from Radio IQ featuring the top stories across Virginia. I'm Jeff Bossert. The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative is a multi-state compact that aims to pool resources to address climate change and build resiliency. Former Governor Glenn Youngkin took Virginia out of the agreement, but one of his department heads, kept on by Governor Abigail Spanberger, spoke in favor of rejoining the PAC Wednesday morning. Brad Kuttner has this story.
It was lukewarm support, but Virginia Department of Environmental Quality Director Mike Rolband, originally appointed by Governor Glenn Youngkin, but now in Governor Abigail Spanberger's administration, encouraged Virginia's legislature to rejoin the controversial multi-state environmental agreement known as the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGGIE.
The administration supports this bill. Secondly, DEQ staff worked on this bill, and we proposed technical amendments, which have been fully adopted.
Rolband said he couldn't comment more on REGGIE without ADMAN approval, but his testimony stood out as a long line of those for and against rejoining REGGIE briefly argued their case Wednesday. Among those against, Ethan Betterton with the Virginia Chamber of Commerce.
While we believe that the goals of REGGIE are admirable, we are concerned about the potential for higher energy costs for Virginia businesses at a time when businesses already face substantial cost increases.
But Charlottesville Democratic Senator Cree Deeds praised Rolband and said his support for REGGIE shows Virginia can pursue both business development and environmental resiliency.
There's a lot of people who have just been wrong about REGGIE. REGGIE actually saves us money and actually allows us to protect the communities that we have.
Virginia were paying about $4.50 an electric bill for REGGIE membership when Youngkin pulled the state out. Deeds thinks any new surcharge from rejoining would be in a similar range. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
Attorney General Jay Jones has filed a motion to remove a consent agreement his predecessor reached with the federal government over Virginia's in-state tuition law. In a statement, Jones says the action taken by former AG Jason Miaris came in, quote, the final moments of his administration and only a day after the U.S. Department of Justice's complaint was filed. Miaris' consent decree sought to invalidate the state's law, which allows students who are residents of Virginia but don't have full federal immigration documentation to receive lower tuition rates. Coming up in a little bit, we'll profile the 5th Congressional District race, which includes former Congressman Tom Perriello and now three other candidates in that race. We'll have that report from Sandy Houseman and a look at the wintry weather forecast for the weekend. A significant winter storm on the way. That's all up shortly. Environmental issues were one of the hottest topics on the campaign trail last year. Now the winners of that election are hoping to put those words to action. Michael Pope reports.
Advocates for renewable sources of energy held solar panels toward the morning sun on Wednesday in Capitol Square as part of a rally organized by a handful of environmental groups. They're celebrating a sweep of all three statewide races last year, including the election of Lieutenant Governor Ghazala Hashmi.
We sent a clear signal that Virginians wanted change. They want us to get back into REGGIE. They want us to fight for the Clean Economy Act. They want us to fulfill our goals on meeting the needs for clean energy, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
One of the organizations gathered in Capitol Square for the rally was Virginia League of Conservation Voters. Here's Executive Director Mike Towne.
When our president overthrows another government to steal their oil so that his big oil executive friends can make billions of dollars. When he does this 2 weeks after canceling offshore wind projects up and down the East Coast, including right here in Virginia. That's right. Those projects would make electricity cheaper for millions of everyday Americans.
While advocates were gathered outside, lawmakers were huddled inside the Capitol, taking the first steps for Virginia to rejoin the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, which is expected to take place later this year. Reporting from Capitol Square, I'm Michael Pope.
The city of Richmond is expanding its safety camera program to include red light enforcement in 4 locations. Those pilot intersections are 25th at Main, Belvedere at Cary, Chamber Lane at Laburnum, and Chamber Lane Avenue at Brooklyn Park Boulevard. City officials say the cameras have already been installed with a 30-day warning period set to begin on January 30th. After that period, drivers who run a red light will receive a $50 citation issued to the vehicle's registered owner. 6 other locations are also expected to come online in the coming months. Apprenticeships provide a pipeline for many of the trades Virginia has relied on for generations. But some say these opportunities need to scale faster to meet current workforce demands. Toby Cox of member station WHRO in Norfolk has more.
Tyrell Brooks is in his second year as a machinist apprentice at Sumitomo Drive Technologies in Chesapeake. By the time he graduates later this year, he'll have put in 4,000 hours of classroom and lab training, all while getting paid with benefits.
It's flattering knowing that you aren't making the company any money, but they're still paying you to learn. So in the future, you can make no money.
Barbara Blake with Old Dominion University says there's been significant progress in Virginia to grow what she calls earn and learn programs, such as expanding apprenticeships beyond traditional trades into fields like education, cybersecurity, and healthcare.
We have the most that we've ever had in the history of the Commonwealth.
But Blake says there's still work to be done to catch up to apprentice systems elsewhere in the nation and world. She says it'll take both consistent funding and community trust that apprenticeships are pathways to success. Toby Cox, WHRO News.
Montgomery County Public Schools has a new superintendent. Kelly Gemple will begin his tenure with the district on February 1st. He most recently served as the chief of schools for Spotsylvania County. Native to waters in Mississippi, the blue catfish was introduced to the Chesapeake Bay to please fishermen in the 70s. But it's now an invasive species, and it's fishing encouraged. And that encouragement was brought to the Capitol Wednesday, as Brad Kuttner reports.
The walkway between the Capitol and the General Assembly building, known as Darden Garden, smelled incredible as legislators and their staff lined up to partake in a bounty of delicious fried blue catfish. Owen Henson is with the Virginia Marine Products Board. He said the invasive species has been a problem since it was introduced to the Chesapeake Bay 50 years ago.
Since then, it's taken over the rockfish, blue crab, stuff that we like to eat. Part of it is to see more of the invasive species eaten, and then the other part is to raise awareness about the Watermen's Association and the Virginia Marine Products Board, what we're doing for the commercial industry.
And the deep fried awareness campaign worked.
So this is amazing. This is actually one of my most favorite times of this session.
That's Delegate Jason Ballard from the New River Valley. Just before he took a bite, and this is him after.
And of course, we appreciate this industry. We appreciate them coming here, actually serving this to us so we can, again, you know, experience something from my neck of the woods that we don't often get to experience, which is fresh, really good seafood.
It worked on Fairfax Delegate Marcus Simon, too.
I can hear, I'm eating it right now. It is delicious. It's amazing, amazing seafood. We're good influencers for our district, so we need to go back and tell everybody, start eating all the catfish. Let's get it out of the waterways and in our bellies.
In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
In 2008, Democrat Tom Perriello surprised Virginia's 5th Congressional District with his victory in a largely Republican area. He ran a strong and creative campaign, advertising, for example, on Christian radio, quoting scripture, and he probably got a bump from black voters who turned out in big numbers to cast a ballot for Barack Obama. Now Perriello is back, hoping to unseat Congressman John McGuire. The news prompted three other candidates to drop out of the race, but three remain, as Sandy Houseman reports.
Having served in the House of Representatives for 2 years and been active in diplomatic circles, Tom Perriello can claim experience in the federal government and strong name recognition in Charlottesville, where he grew up. He quickly raised $250,000 for his campaign and saw an influx of volunteers. But Rob Trusinski isn't worried. He's running from Louisa County with more conservative ideas that he says will play better in the general election.
The 5th District has a long history of nominating candidates who are extremely popular in Charlottesville. I've lived in Louisa County for almost 30 years. Much more rural, much more conservative place. 15 or so years ago, I was active in the Tea Party movement. I went from the Tea Party to No Kings.
A professional writer, Trusinski recently penned a book called Dictator from Day One, detailing abuses by the Trump administration.
Taking executive power far beyond its constitutional limits, far beyond the norms of our free society. The system of government we live in has already changed. And if we want to be back in a full-fledged liberal democracy, we have to roll back what's already happened.
He blames Donald Trump for the nation's troubles, but believes sitting members of Congress are also part of the problem.
I think there's still too much in sort of the mode of doing normal politics and, you know, the collegiality and you work together and you're not very radical and you're always very cautious and timid. I think we need somebody who's ready to engage in the kind of constitutional knife fight that's going on here.
Knife fights are probably not on the agenda for congressional candidate Suzanne Krasinowski, a doctor in Lynchburg and a longtime resident of Bedford who wants to unite Americans.
I'm frustrated with hearing people arguing about right wing and left wing, and everybody knows a bird needs two wings to fly, right? I'm a unifying type of person, so I thought this was the moment.
She believes the issue of health care could propel her to Congress.
People are really frustrated, not just patients, but doctors, nurses. The hospitals are under strain. I take care of patients one by one. And we've reached a point where I was feeling like one by one isn't enough anymore.
She's also concerned about Russian interference in global affairs.
My family left Poland, so we have concerns about Russian propaganda and cyber warfare against the West, and that threat needs to be taken seriously.
One potential problem, pronouncing her last name. Krasinowski is tough to spell, but the candidate is not concerned.
Dr. K for Congress.
We've already profiled Mike Pruitt, a third candidate running against Perriello in the Democrats' 5th congressional primary, a retired military man and civil rights attorney. He vows to give greater representation to people who live in rural areas, like the one where he grew up.
You know, I loved my community, but I wasn't going to be able to make a life there. Went to college on an ROTC scholarship, which that right there was already kind of a challenge because, you know, this was 2009, I'm a queer man. It wasn't legal for me to be serving in the military. And then graduated, commissioned in the U.S. Navy, spent 8 years kind of ping-ponging across the country, 2 deployments to combat zones on ships, and then served at the Office of Naval Intelligence, started thinking, hey, what am I going to do next?
He went to law school and hopes to serve in Congress. One question facing all of these candidates, who will they actually represent? The 5th Congressional District currently stretches from the Richmond suburbs to the North Carolina line and has been reliably Republican. But Democrats are backing a constitutional amendment which, if approved by the voters, could allow the General Assembly to draw new boundaries that might favor Democrats running for Congress. I'm Sandy Houseman.
Now we'll look at that forecast. A significant winter storm is on the way this weekend. Today, some clouds starting out, then more sunshine. Pretty breezy, highs in the low 40s to around 57 for Richmond and Danville. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. Friday, cloudy and little breezy and colder, highs in the mid 30s to upper 40s. And winter storm watches are in place for most of southwest, southside, and central Virginia due to a significant system on the way this weekend. Heavy snow in addition to some sleet and freezing rain are expected beginning Saturday around afternoon and continuing into Monday. Stay tuned to Radio IQ in the coming days for the latest. Thank you for listening to Virginia On Demand, and a little reminder to subscribe and tell your friends about it. For Radio IQ, I'm Jeff Bossert.